WTAW News time is 8:04. It's 42 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The proposed high-speed passenger railroad between Houston and Dallas continues to draw support and opposition. The president of Texas Central Partners, Tim Keith, says the environmental and regulatory reviews are moving forward.
Envision starting construction in 2017 and selling our first ticket in 2021 and a first full year of operations in 2022.
Congressman Kevin Brady, whose district includes much of the bullet train's route, has asked state lawmakers to ask the Texas Attorney General for a ruling if TCP can obtain right-of-way through eminent domain.
Property owners in Grimes County, Brazos Valley ought to be concerned. We really need to know if Texas Central Partners has this state eminent domain power as they claim. I challenge that they do.
Brady told our sister station, Navasota News 1550, that his supporters includes the chairman of the state Senate's Transportation Committee. A former Robertson County District Attorney is now in the Brazos County Jail.
According to online records, John Pascal was booked just after 9 last night to begin a 30-day sentence. That's part of pleading guilty to a charge of misapplication of fiduciary property while in charge of an estate of a Calvert woman who died in 2004. Pascal, who was DA for more than 20 years before being defeated 4 years ago, also has to give up his law license, serve 10 years of probation, and repay nearly $187,000 as part of a suspended 5-year prison term. A former district attorney in Burleson County will remain disbarred. The Dallas Morning News reported the state bar upheld its decision last June to strip Charles Sebesta Jr. of his law license. Sebesta appealed the panel's original decision that he committed professional misconduct that wrongfully sent a man to death row for 12 years for the murders of 6 people in Somerville in 1992. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
An SUV landed in a South College Station swimming pool yesterday. Battalion Fire Chief Robert Mumford says the driver was taken to the hospital as a precaution after taking the plunge into a community pool at Spring Hill Drive and Arrington Road.
The individual had pulled in the parking lot, was trying to pick something up that had fell on the floorboard or off the seat and accidentally stepped on the accelerator and not the brake, and it kind of plunged forward and went through a wrought iron fence into a swimming pool about 4.5 feet in depth.
Mumford says a couple of bystanders helped the driver get out of his vehicle and out of the pool. A Bryan man died early Sunday morning in a crash in Burleson County. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says it was on FM 50 north of FM 60.
Unknown reason at this time, the northbound 2002 Ford pickup truck crossed over the center stripe into the path of the 18-wheeler.
Killed at the scene was 33-year-old Jose Barrientos. The trucker from Louisiana was not injured. WTAW News time is 8:07. It's 42 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. Another look at local news coming up at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing, to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Join the Junior League of Bryan College Station Saturday, February 20th from 10:30 to 1:30 for Kids in the Kitchen, where kids will learn how to prepare healthy snacks, participate in crafts, and are encouraged to join us in fun exercises and much more. Kids in the Kitchen will be at the Bryan High School Silver Campus Cafeteria and is free to attend but must be accompanied by an adult. To register or for more information, visit jlbcs.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter. See you there.
It's 8:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Considerable sunshine across the region today. We're going to be warming up as we head through this week. 60 to 65 is the high today. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will make their way down to about 45. For tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Highs will make their way up to 65 to 70. We're clear through tomorrow night, a low of 45 to 50. High pressure continues to build east of the area Thursday. Lots of sun. Highs Thursday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We do have the greatest listeners in the world, okay? I'm just saying that yet again. Because we were talking a little while ago about the picture the astronaut took of Levi's Stadium, and I was talking about how it was so close to an airport, and I didn't know. I didn't think that's where the San Francisco airport was, but I was wondering aloud. Listener calls to tell me that that is an abandoned Navy airbase where subchasers used to fly out of.
Huh.
See, it doesn't matter what we talk about. It does not matter what we talk about. We could talk about alligators through a drive-through window.
We could.
We could, and we will.
Oh.
Right now. If you haven't seen a flying alligator. A worker at Wendy's drive-through did when a customer allegedly threw a 3.5-foot alligator into the window at the restaurant in Florida. 23-year-old Joshua James of Jupiter allegedly pulled up at the drive-through window for his order, got a drink from the employee, then threw an alligator into the restaurant. Who the hell carries around a 3-foot-long alligator in their car?
It was just a wallet that wasn't quite finished up.
That's it, yeah. Anyway, wow. Very, very strange. In the meantime, researchers in the UK have developed an IQ test for dogs. A team of scientists from the London School of Economics, where Mick Jagger went to school, by the way, just in case you didn't know, and the University of Edinburgh, say their tests on 68 border collies effectively measured the dog's navigation ability, speed, and skill in following gestures from humans. Discovery News says the study also showed dogs develop dementia in ways similar to humans. Researchers say that this is the first step in trying to develop a really snappy, reliable IQ, a snappy and reliable dog IQ test. They add the research could be the foundation for dognitive epidemiology.
Oh, stop it.
That's what they're saying, dognitive epidemiology.
And cats couldn't be bothered to participate.
That's exactly right. They sat over there and they licked their paws. Just remember, when the cat looks at you, they think that you're cleaning your ice cream cone. I mean, it's border collies now.
Yeah.
That's a different kind
of this is relevant. Now, I went to Hemingway House in Key West, where they have all the polydactyl cats.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
He left his house in a trust. The cats live there.
Well, polydactyl. More than. Appropriate number of toes.
Yeah. Yeah. They do. How many they got? Do we know?
It's usually six.
Is it? Okay.
Some have seven. But.
All right. We had a story last week. I didn't do it, about a guy who was a carpenter in India. And had 23 digits, okay, between his feet and his hands, 23 digits. Which is that? But that's 20. I got to go back and look it up. It was a lot. That's all I'm saying. All right. Anyway, so many toed cats living in Hemingway's house. IQs for dogs. But now, so what happens if this gets in there? Then you're going to have to post the IQ of the dog on cage.
We probably will.
Yeah.
You know, you're exactly right. You know, we do talk about mental stimulation in dogs that get adopted.
That's a good point.
You know, there's so many times there's people who, I love this dog. It's so cute, blah, 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 blah. And it's going to be over 35 pounds as a border collie or, you know, Australian Shepherd mix or some, German Shepherd mix. And,
yeah.
And okay, what are you going to do to mentally stimulate that dog? You know, even if you have a backyard, that's where your problems come in, when you just think that, I can just chunk my dog in the backyard and that's sufficient.
Yeah. That's when they start digging and doing things.
They create all sorts of horrible habits because they're just bored. You know, at one point in time, dogs had jobs. They had they were supposed to be out there working to find their food.
They're just like a lot of Americans.
They clocked in and clocked
They're just like a lot of Americans. They used to work and now they don't. All right,
and,
here we go. Yeah.
And we want them to be couch potatoes. Americans. Anyhow.
Right.
So we sit there and we go, okay, well, what are you going to do to mentally stimulate this dog? Because you're going to adopt this puppy, and in 6 months you're going to bring it back because it's a holy nightmare.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you know, in Europe, if you see a dog show in Europe, it's different than a dog show here. They don't just preen them and march them around. They have them doing tasks. It's kind of neat.
And we do have those in the States. Uh-huh. There's various, you know, different types of sporting dog events, from agility to dock diving to there's one where they're in the hay and they're hunting up rats and protected PVC pipes.
That's so cool.
It is pretty cool. They've had it here at the expo a couple of times.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's kind of fun.
So yeah. A lot of, you know, and they, so we want them to, you know, hang out and do nothing. But, you know, at one point in time, dogs were out searching for their food. Now we hand it to them literally on a platter.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So they're not expelling that extra energy. And then we're wondering why they're annoying, etc. My one dog, she ate her, the first winter she was with us, she ate all of her food from a food ball. So she had to push it around.
Okay.
And it just fell out one piece at a time.
Right, right.
It gave her just that. That was just one of the ways that we kept her doing something.
Yeah, I hear you. And again, obviously, as dogs get older, they can't be. They become inactive in some ways. But yeah, you're right. And that's what you like about a dog is mm-hmm. that I think a lot of people like that dogs will move around and have fun yeah. and challenge you, like Jack Russell Terriers and mm-hmm, such. Mm-hmm. What are we doing at the shelter?
So this week, we have plenty of opportunities for you to add a little bit of, who knows, it could be chaos or just couch potatoes at your house.
Yeah.
We have our Sterling Subaru adoption event this Saturday at Sterling Subaru.
Mm-hmm.
And that's out there on the bypass between Briarcrest and University. And this is a fee waived adoption event, but we will be calling this one Pay It Forward. Share the love, pay it forward, so that we're going to let you know how much we put into the adoptions,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to ask for you a donation
okay.
towards continuing the programs,
sure.
etc. So again, that starts at 10 o'clock this Saturday at Sterling Subaru. Now, we highly, highly recommend you're considering adopting, even remotely. Get your application pre-approved ahead of time. If you're considering a pit bull, go ahead and do that adoption addendum as well. Just get approved. It's going to make it easy. It doesn't bind you to anything to mm-hmm. have an approved adoption application on file with us. We will have dogs out there. We'll have cats out there. Obviously, not all the dogs and cats will be leaving from the shelter and going out there, but we will be taking a handful out. We don't know who those are yet, and they may, you know, once we decide, they may get adopted before Saturday anyhow. So keep that in mind. And again, that's at Sterling Subaru this Saturday at 10 o'clock. And then Sunday, Valentine's Day, we kick off our perfect pageant. So all those cat folks out there, you have an opportunity, just like Bark Leaders, to have your cat basically the celebrity cat of the shelter. So you can actually see last year's celebrity cats posted in our cat building. As you walk in, you'll see the three pictures there. We're hopefully I'll get the dog ones up in the dog building here shortly.
Okay.
I've got them all planned.
It's on the to-do list.
It's on
right.
the to-do list. But I need a ladder and yeah. etc. So for more information on any of that, you can find our adoption application online as well at aggielandhumane.org.
All right, very good. Thanks for the time this mm-hmm. morning. And Glenn Brewer's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good. Thanks for the heads up on the alligator story too.
I tell you, I was listening earlier, too, and I think the Chamber has the antidote to your creeping obesity
oh,
problem.
Oh, do you think so? Well,
yes,
what is it?
Yes, it's the Chamber Fitness Challenge.
Yes.
We mentioned it last week. We have about 1 week left in to register. I think the 17th is the final date that you can do that, and it's our 12-week program we've got with the top trainers and gyms in Bryan College Station, and if you sign up, you're going to be on a team of four. For 12 weeks, you get to work out 1 day a week with the trainer. He'll help you with some nutritional information and obviously work you out. And at the end of the 12 weeks, we'll have some awards for most weight lost in different contests. But one of the things that's interesting, it's $325 per person. But this fitness challenge, you're going to have free access to all the participating gyms. So for all 12 weeks, AeroFit, Aggieland Fitness Dome, Boom Fit, you can go to any of those places and work out. And I think it's just a good time of year to start thinking about your
weight. That's neat, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, because you've already broken the resolution.
Absolutely. So now it's time to get back on board.
That's right, yeah.
February the 17th, our local candidates forum is going to be at the Phillips Event Center. That's going to be 6 to 8 o'clock. The local contested races, the candidates will be there to tell a little bit about themselves. This is going to be broadcast live on WTAW,
yep.
stream live on KBTX.com. And I want to thank in advance our moderator, Scott DeLucia, for coming in and running that for us. He always does a great job. After that, if you want to relax a little bit, the very next day, a business after hours at Baylor Scott & White. That's 5:30 to 7:30. It'll be at the hospital. The event is free. Bring your business cards. Be ready to have a lot of fun. And then the event where you have to apologize to your trainer, it's a little ways out. March 1st is Taste of Aggieland. I guess you have to get a cheat day.
Well, but you get, you want to start getting in shape, kind of on ramp, so that you don't just go completely off the wagon.
Yeah, and by March 1st, you'll be ready for a cheat day, probably.
There you go. Probably right.
All the a bunch of local restaurants will be out at the Phillips County Expo Center. Tickets are $30 per person. That's going to be 5:45 to 8:15. If you're a senior, it's $20. And a premium ticket for $75, you can get in 45 minutes early. You get a couple of free drink tickets and some reserve seating. You can actually get these tickets now online. Go to www.bcschamber.org, and it will tell you how to buy your tickets in advance. A couple of ribbon cuttings, Scott. Thursday the 11th, university title. This is going to be at 750 William D. Fitch Parkway, Suite 140, across from the Tower Point. It's not on University Drive. Mm-hmm. We want to see everybody out there 4:30 to 5:30. And then Friday at 4:30, All-America Stone and Turf. That's near Deacon and Highway 6. Our Inner Circle Platinum Member Spotlight is the Travis B. Bryan Municipal Golf Course. And as always, you can go to the Chamber's website, bcschamber.org, or call us at 260-5200 for more information.
Thank you, sir. And that's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox Home Comfort System. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 28101C.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Mazda and Honda have announced recalls totaling more than 250,000 vehicles. Mazda's recalling some SUVs because the fuel filler pipe can rupture in a rear crash and cause a gas leak and possible fire. The recall covers nearly 237,000 CX-5 SUVs from 2014 and 15. Honda's recalling 45,000 newly redesigned Civic compact cars because the engines can fail and stall while being driven. French truck maker Sanofi reported sharply lower fourth quarter earnings as it continues to face growing pricing pressure in the U.S. diabetes market. The company says profit won't show much change this year. The Super Bowl wasn't all that memorable unless you had a rooting interest. Online buzz actually declined this year. Twitter saw 16.9 million tweets about the game, down about a third from last year. Facebook says 60 million people shared something about the game, down from 65 million last year. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
This Valentine's Day, give the gift that costs less than roses and lasts forever. Name a star after someone you love. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and tell that special someone how much you care. For $54, we will send a beautiful personalized gift, and the new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Make it a Valentine's Day you will treasure forever. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and give the gift of a star.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
Okay, it's Sunday. That's when Valentine's Day is. Sunday this year, guys. You know, you probably know that by now. Now are you paying attention? Okay. Well, David Gardner's reminds you they've got all sorts of different items, all sorts of different price ranges for you to choose from, but they all come in a DG bag and a DG wrap-up, which is pretty neat. So stop in. You've still got plenty of time, really. If you know kind of what you want, then they'll be glad to take you to the appropriate place in the store. If you have no idea, if you're wandering around with your eyes bugging out, trying to figure out what you're going to come up with. They will rescue you. They can help you with that. And don't forget, they have some special David Yurman pave rings right here during Valentine's Day. Pave is a it looks like a wide, long, thick ring that has diamonds all over it. What it is it's a series of small rings that you stack up. The stacking rings are very, very popular. They've got that for you as well. And, of course, we've told you about the David Yurman VIP Club that's available. They're an authorized Rolex dealer with authorized Rolex service at David Gardner's. And, of course, they've been doing this kind of thing for more than 30 years. David Gardner's at 911 University.
He's a local bookstore owner, a lifelong Republican activist, our neighbor for more than 50 years, State Representative John Rainey. Rainey cut property and business taxes. He voted to secure the border, deploying more officers to stop illegal trafficking. And Rainey stood with our veterans fighting for their health care.
I didn't run for this office to make a name for myself, but to make a difference.
Conservative John Rainey for Texas House.
Political ad paid for by the John Rainey campaign.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Aggie basketball will be on the road tomorrow night when they travel to Tuscaloosa, Alabama to take on the Tide. That game will tip at 6. We'll broadcast the action here on this radio station starting at 5:30 tomorrow evening. The Tuesday schedule in the SEC has Auburn at Tennessee, Ole Miss will be at Florida, Georgia at Kentucky, and Arkansas will be at Mississippi State. Tomorrow night, Wednesday, again with the Aggies at Alabama, LSU will be at South Carolina, and Missouri will be at Vanderbilt. Over the weekend, Texas A&M will travel to Baton Rouge to take on the Tigers. That game will tip at 12 noon, our broadcast at 11:30 on this station. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
What projects are on your spring list? New fence, new landscaping, trimming trees? Let Sioux Falls Prater Equipment help you get ready. Batteries for your equipment, still handheld products, pressure washers, lawnmowers, compact tractors, they have it all. Don't let this spring sneak up on you unprepared. Stop by and visit their friendly parts reps to find out how you can save. Like up to $15 off Strongbox batteries and more for a limited time only. Sioux Falls Prater, your local John Deere dealer. Affordable, dependable, and reliable. CPTractor.com.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
It's a new year, always a time for a fresh start, a new beginning from top to bottom. Well, how about we start on the bottom with your floors? After all, your family spends a lot of time on them. At Zornemann Flooring, they're all about floors. From selection to professional installation, Zornemann has you covered. You see what I did there? They got you covered? Yeah. Hey, don't forget, they also do showers, backsplashes, and more. Stop by their showroom at the corner of Boonville and Wildflower Drive, or just find them online at zfloors.net. Zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring.
Sleep-deprived confessions. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Just one night of sleep deprivation doubles the rate that people will confess to something they didn't do, according to new research in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Michigan State University psychologist Kimberly Finn says volunteers were given computer tasks and told not to hit the escape key, since doing so would ruin their data. They then spent a night at Fenn's laboratory. Half could sleep, while the other half had to stay up. The next morning, they were accused of hitting the escape key and asked to sign a confession.
When participants were fully rested,
only 18% of them signed our full confession. However, when they were kept awake at night, 50% did. So it was a pretty large effect.
The research raises questions about the validity of confessions people sign under stressful conditions. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bedliners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Kim Commando here. If you're an iPhone owner, listen up. Users around the world are reporting that their iPhones are shutting down and showing a mysterious error 53. There's no warning and there's no fix. In an instant, the phone becomes worthless. People are angry, and they should be. As it turns out, these customers have something in common. They've all taken their iPhones to a third-party, non-Apple technician for repair. iPhone's newest software, iOS 9, has then discovered non-Apple parts inside. Apple claims that for security reasons, the phone was shut off because non-Apple parts could lead to fraud with the Touch ID sensor. This may be true, but Apple does not have the right to shut down its customers' phones. You should be able to repair your own phone anywhere you choose. Neither Ford, GM, or any other car manufacturer shuts down our cars if we don't use their parts or their service. Apple's position is indefensible. They should back down today. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. There is no topic here on the Kim Commando Show that gets more attention than personal safety and internet security. Everything we do online, from email to shopping, now carries a huge risk. Today's sophisticated cyber criminals launch their attacks from anywhere on the planet. They don't care what kind of damage they leave behind. So here's what I've done. I have personally evaluated every online security product and the companies behind them. Kaspersky Lab wins on every level. Kaspersky is simply superior technology. That's why more than 270,000 businesses, more than 400 million individual users, including me, all rely on Kaspersky Lab to protect us every day. The power to protect what matters most. Find out more at Kaspersky.com/Kim. You can get Kaspersky's protection right now and get 50% off the manufacturer's suggested price. That's Kaspersky.com/Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The State Bar of Texas has upheld its decision to take away the law license of a former Burleson County District Attorney.
Charles Sebesta Jr. was disbarred for prosecuting a man who was wrongfully sent to death row for 12 years for the murders of six people in Somerville in 1992. Last June, the state bar ruled in part Sebesta failed to provide evidence favorable to Anthony Graves. The prosecutor presented false testimony to the jury, and he made a false statement to the trial judge. The Dallas Morning News reported Sebesta's lawyers argued he should not be disbarred because he was cleared in 2007, and the agency could not change its mind after Graves filed his complaint 2 years ago. Another former prosecutor is in the Brazos County Jail. John Pascoe, who served more than 20 years as district attorney in Robertson County before he was defeated in the 2012 election, was booked shortly after 9 last night. A 30-day sentence is part of a deal Pascoe made last month for pleading guilty to misapplication of fiduciary property. He was the executor of a $300,000 estate of a Calvert woman who died in 2004. Pascoe must give up his law license and repay nearly $187,000. In return, he received 10 years probation as part of a suspended 5-year prison term. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Two recent drug arrests by Bryan and College Station police have resulted in seizing nearly $4,000 in cash and about $1,000 in cocaine. Last weekend, College Station police found a man wanted for failing to show up for municipal court. 22-year-old Cody Carrington is accused of having 11 bags of cocaine valued at $550, along with $800 in cash. Carrington, who is out of jail after posting bond, is awaiting trial in six cases. According to online court records, he was arrested last year in three separate drug charges and three misdemeanors, including giving a false name to jail officers. A Bryan woman stopped by Bryan police last week for running a stop sign told officers she was transporting crack cocaine for someone else to make extra cash. BPD seized $3,100 in cash, along with an estimated $150 in crack. 32-year-old Kaylin Hall is out of jail after posting bond. As developers say they're moving forward with plans to bring a 90-minute train ride between Houston and Dallas, opponents continue their efforts as well. Congressman Kevin Brady, whose district includes much of the path of the Texas Central Partners Project, told our sister station, Navasota News 1550, about asking the Texas Attorney General for an opinion if developers have the authority to acquire right-of-way through eminent domain.
Well, our requests, both at the state level and Texas Department of Transportation, just haven't yielded any firm answers on this. And our state legislators agree as well. This is a state project. They believe they have state eminent domain power, and I question that.
TCP's president, Tim Keith, says they're still planning to start construction next year.
It's moving forward in the environmental review process as well as our regulatory approval process. And we're also engaging in our community outreach and building our team around the execution and moving from feasibility phase fully into development phase.
Keith says their timetable is to sell their first ticket in 2021 with the first full year of operation in 2022. More than 100 mental health professionals in Texas can get 2 years of their student loans repaid. The Higher Education Coordinating Board formally launched the program yesterday, which was created last year by the legislature. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner, a co-sponsor, says the repayment assistance goes to those who agree to provide direct care to underserved mental health patients. This includes specialty nurses, social workers, counselors, psychologists, and psychiatrists. More information is online at WTAW.com. The application deadline is May 6th. An early Sunday morning crash in Burleson County killed a Bryan man.
Our troopers were dispatched around 5:50 a.m. on a two-vehicle collision on FM 50. It was between 21 and 60. They're saying 9.7 miles west of Tunis.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says for an unknown reason, a pickup headed north on 50 crossed the center line and struck a southbound semi head-on. The driver of the pickup, 33-year-old Jose Barrientos, died at the scene. The trucker from Louisiana was not hurt. The driver of an SUV accidentally hitting the accelerator resulted in taking a plunge into a South College Station swimming pool yesterday.
You know, those are some of the unique calls that we have that we're equipped and ready to respond in case anything like that occurs. You know, it's just part of the job that people call us to that, you know, sometimes it's a little freak accident that might have occurred.
Battalion Fire Chief Robert Mumford says two bystanders helped get the driver out of the SUV and out of the water.
I don't think the individual was in any distress. I think it was just needing a little bit of assistance of maybe, you know, getting the window down, getting the door opened up. And so some individuals were able to, I guess, get in the swimming pool and get the passenger door open and assist the individual out of the SUV.
Mumford says the driver was taken to the hospital as a precautionary measure. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 44 degrees. We'll have more news for you today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I don't know, fingers crossed, maybe winter's over. I don't know. Saw some trees budding in my backyard, I think, yesterday. Well, I'll tell you, even if that's the case, folks at Intercon have products for you all year round to make sure that your home stays as comfortable as it possibly can. You can start with insulated glass windows. Now, insulated glass units are sealed. They have space between the two panes. Maybe you've had it before or you've got it right now. And if the seal fails, then it kind of becomes cloudy in there. Well, that's something that's very, very fixable, and Intercon can do that for you. Maybe you've got aluminum windows and you want to replace them with other aluminum windows. You can certainly do that because that's something that Intercon has. But vinyl windows are very popular now in Bryan College Station and all over, as a matter of fact. And Intercon's been doing that kind of work for years and years as well. So whether you want to replace your aluminum windows or you want to put vinyl windows in, then they're the guys to go to. And here's the other thing, because they're a locally owned company, they've got local people who work for them every day installing these windows and repairing these windows. And they'll give you an estimate, and then they'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure from the folks at Intercon, and I mention that because some people in this business will do that. Also, remember solar screens and shades, because that'll help. You can block anywhere from 70 to about 95% of the sun that's coming in if the warm days are on the way. So give them a call at Intercon. Let them help you out. 823-3639.
This is Kyle Cassell, a rancher, small business owner, and your Republican state representative. But my most important job is dad. As a father of two, I know that a strong Texas depends on a better future for our next generation. That is why, as your representative, I voted to protect the sanctity of life and why I am the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Texas Right to Life. I hope you will vote for Kyle Cassell on March 1st. Go to KyleCassell.com to find out more and vote Kyle Cassell for state representative. Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Get set to save now at your local Kubota dealer. Kubota RTVX series is the best-selling diesel utility vehicle in the industry and sets the standard for being durable and reliable under all kinds of conditions. Right now, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR for 4 years on new Kubota RTVX utility vehicles. Now through March 31st, 2016, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com.
Million Dollar Quartet is the smash hit musical inspired by the true story of the jam session that brought Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Elvis Presley together for the first and only time. Million Dollar Quartet features timeless hits like Blue Suede Shoes, Whole Lot of Shaking Going On, Hound Dog, I Walk the Line, and more, played live by fabulous musicians.
Presented by MSC Opus, Friday and Saturday, February 19th and 20th. For tickets, call 845-1234.
Hey, there you go. It's 840, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, where you'll find furniture, supplies, and a whole bunch more. Here's a lovely forecast.
Sunshine today, courtesy of high pressure. The high right now sitting back to the west. Temperatures today are going to make their way up to about 60. It'll be clear through the overnight. Lows are going to fall back to about 45. Now, for tomorrow, we'll be looking at lots of sunshine. Highs will be somewhere between 65 and 70 tomorrow afternoon. Clear tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Sunny and 70 to 75. Nice and warm on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Here's what we need more of: a chef with a sense of humor. A chef with a sense of humor. The guy's name is Neil Frazier. He's a California chef. Decided to trick a room full of 40 food critics by serving them up a fancy meal from Golden Arches ingredients, but only revealing the truth after it all been eaten. The only hint he gave them was that it was experimental. Guests had five courses, including chilled avocado soup, buttermilk-dressed romaine lettuce with bacon bits, meatballs and chicken-wrapped bacon, finished with coffee custard and maple crumble. They were asked to use hashtag A Taste of SoCal to document the meal. What they didn't realize was that the meatballs came from McDonald's burger meat. The chicken, the same as the Mac chicken sandwich, and the salad, the same leaves that you get when you're in the store.
Which is all fine and good, but there's no way they wouldn't know the dressing.
Yeah, as a publicity stunt, you got to hand it to them. That was a pretty good idea. Some people were surprised. A few were even angry. And others claimed that they'd known all along.
Because they're food snooty.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. That's not bad. Not bad. So South Coastal Plaza is the highest grossing mall in U.S. America. Quartz reports it did $1.7 billion in sales in 2015. Thanks to hyper-wealthy Chinese tourists who visit Orange County, California. It's a collection of high-end merchants there. The mall has courted China since the early 2000s, and that's not changing anytime soon. To celebrate the end of the Chinese New Year, shoppers who spend $2,500 in a single day at the center get a crystal bowl from Tiffany's engraved with monkeys, because it's the year of the monkey. They've gotten thousands of them lined up, boxed up, ready to give away.
Wow.
Maybe on the other end of that spectrum, some problems over there at Old Navy. They report their third straight month of deep sale declines. Just such a losing streak from 4 years ago as well. Plus, shares have fallen nearly 40% in the last 6 months. The reason, according to Fortune Magazine, is a key executive there left to become the CEO of Ralph Lauren, and they haven't been able to make a comeback from that. So have you? I've been in Old Navy once in this lifetime.
I go in there all the time. It's great for kids stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's loud. They play loud music in there. I know. I sound like an old guy. I'm just saying. Okay, so. So, note, faking a coma is not a good idea if you're going to go on vacation and take pictures. 48-year-old Alan Knight faked a vegetative coma for years after being hit with a garage door with the help of his wife. His wife was sentenced to jail for 10 months for helping him. He was caught when he was seen posing for photos at a family wedding, posing by a lake, drinking in a pub. He's also will serve 4.5 years in jail for fraud. Just saying. Got that happening for you. So did you hear about the congressman from Washington State reportedly pushing a gun bill using false quotes attributed to our founding fathers?
Oh, no.
The guy's name is Matt Shea. He's from Spokane County. Introduced a gun rights measure last Friday. It's Bill 2975. Poses penalties for public officials who block gun ownership. Critics say that the bill devotes a full page to quotes from the likes of Alexander Hamilton, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington. The problem is those quotes never came from those people. One of his staff members responded saying that Shea would, quote, be happy to amend the legislation if necessary to ensure it includes only accurate information. That would be a good plan. Having only accurate information, yes, would be a good thing to do. We'll see what happens. According to the Pew Research Center survey, about 60% of the 18 to 34-year-olds say they sleep next to their cell phone so they don't miss calls, texts, or updates at night. That's 60%, and 34% are lying. But I know people older than that who do that. And, you know, just generally. All right, Cats is coming to the big screen. If you want to see that, the Tom Hooper, the guy who directed the movie version of Les Miserables, which is a pretty weird movie. I don't know if you've seen
it. Yeah, I didn't care much for it.
Because they sang it all. I mean, they sang it live. They sang it on the set while they're doing it.
It was weird.
It was. It wasn't pre-recorded or anything. Anyway, he's talking to Andrew Lloyd Webber and Universal about making that. So we'll see. In the meantime, Cats is reopening on Broadway this summer.
Really?
Yep. Never taking himself too seriously, Ben Stiller's make-believe alter ego Zoolander has created a for-real center for people who don't age good in New York City. The pop-up store opens today. It's part of the hype surrounding Zoolander 2, the sequel, which comes out on Friday. Hollywood Reporter said clients who stop by the store will, quote, be guided along a journey by ridiculously good-looking, supple-skinned male models. The center says that they want to help us all achieve, quote, maximum youthification with their proven 6.5-step program. Because Derek Zoolander has an aversion to other traditional 12-step programs, so he's going to do a 6.5. Okay. And this is kind of interesting. Supermodels, some of them have turned into Marvel superheroes. Garage Magazine has created 5 special edition covers with top models posing as Marvel heroes. Adriana Lima is a She-Hulk. Carly Kloss, Black Widow. Candace Swanpole is Spider-Gwen. And Lexi Bowling is Captain Marvel. Then, the guy's name is Cuba Tornado Scott. As Thor. That's a pretty good name right there.
Yeah,
isn't
it is.
Just Cuba Tornado Scott would be all right for a, you know, what do you call it? So Matt LeBlanc is co-hosting Top Gear in England now. Some discussion that maybe he has moved over there.
Well, he was doing the setups for Top Gear, the old Top Gear.
Yeah.
And they're running the reruns of all the races and stuff, and he's like the host of the show.
Okay, okay. Variety says CBS has also committed him to a pilot called I'm Not Your Friend. In the CBS show, he'll play a contractor who becomes a stay-at-home dad when his wife goes back to work. And with Matt as the star, there's word that James Burrows from Cheers and Friends and Will and Grace and all that kind of stuff will also do the series. He also stars in Showtime's Episodes. I like this show. I enjoy this. They're about to do their fifth and last season. They'll start filming that in London as well, and that'll happen in April.
So. Some of that is he's just a giant car guy, and in one of the episodes, he gets one of the first Bugatti Veyrons.
Okay.
And that's a big part of the show, and he wanted it in the show so he could drive it.
Sure, why not? I guess that's probably right. Okay, and so TNT has decided, how are we going to introduce now kids right now, to the classics? Well, what they're going to do is they're going to have a show, TV show, based on in the 16th century to show what happened when little Billy Shakespeare came to London in his 20s and began working in the theater as an actor and a writer and became part owner. Colm Meaney, if you know him, will play the carpenter James Burbage, who built Shakespeare's first theater. So we're going to have like kid pop. That's like a young Sherlock Holmes, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, we're gonna do a young Billy Shakespeare so that kids can hear about all that, you know, Romeo, wherefore art thou stuff.
Culture from the television.
You know,
now,
of
yes.
course, yeah.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
This is Larry Hodges. As a small business owner who's created jobs right here in Brazos County, I can tell you that who we elect to represent us matters. That's why I'm voting for Nancy Berry to be our next county commissioner. Nancy has served our community selflessly for years and as mayor has a record of keeping taxes low while also funding our core city services. She's made tough decisions that make Brazos Valley a great place to live. Please join me in voting for Nancy Berry for Brazos County Commissioner Precinct 3 in the Republican primary.
Political ad paid for by Nancy Berry campaign, Larry Hodges, treasurer.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Start the new year off right. For a limited time, when you get your oil changed at any location of American Lube Centers, receive a free, yes, I said free, bronze car wash at our Tower Point location. This special offer won't last long, so make a New Year's resolution. Let American Lube Centers help you take care of your vehicles. Free bronze car wash with every oil change. Fast, friendly service. That's what we do.
Hey, that's us. News Talk 1620. WTAW is about 8 minutes till. So happy Chinese New Year. You don't even know what year it is, do you? 4713. Year of the Monkey. Starts today. Gung Hei Fat Choi. Can you say that? That may offend people.
Not if you use the sounder.
Oh, can I do that? Okay, so I'll say Gung Hei Fat Choi.
Yes.
I think that works.
Yeah. As a tradition, celebrations of the Lunar New Year occur during the 2 weeks after the new moon and end with the Big Lantern Festival, which is celebrated at night when lanterns displayed and children are carrying lanterns in a parade. Vast amounts of traditional food prepared by family and friends as well as the ancestors. Probably more food is consumed during the New Year celebration than any other time. Well, that's like here. It's like here. We do it during Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Peanuts and peaches are eaten to promote longevity. Rice cakes mean promotions are due in. It's not the rice cakes we know. It's a different kind of rice cakes, okay? It's not the Quaker Oats rice cakes, okay? They do something different. Probably taste different, too. No winner in Saturday's Powerball. That means tomorrow night's $157 million. Chances are better that you'll get struck by a
meteor.
That's right. Than to win. I'm letting you know. The palette that Pablo Picasso used to paint his pictures sold for $65,000 at an auction in Sotheby's in London over the weekend. Somehow I find that really cool.
Yeah.
I think that is really cool.
I would almost rather have that than a painting.
I know, exactly. And I think the price sounds right.
Well, yeah, it does. That's
can't afford it, but it sounds right.
Yeah, still, that's interesting. So anyway, celebrities really do mean it when they claim that it's an honor to be nominated for the Academy Award this year. Oscar nominees. No. They'll receive $200,000 gift bag. Includes a free first-class trip to Israel, a walking tour of Japan, free Audi rentals for a year, $6,000 worth of pet food, a Hayes Dual V3 vaporizer. I don't even know what that means. $275 worth of, ready? Luxury toilet paper.
Hey.
Google luxury toilet paper so I can know what that means. I mean, is it triple ply? I'm just saying. Twitter planning to change its timeline layout. The controversial move could roll out as early as next week. Mashable.com says users are freaking out over the possible loss of Twitter's reverse timeline layout. The company has been testing a system that would use an algorithm to determine the order of tweets, making Twitter's timeline more similar to the Facebook layout. Over the weekend, the hashtag RIPTwitter, or RIP Twitter, I guess, trended as its users went online to gripe about the latest change. How you boys feel about that? Because that's not my world.
Don't really care about Twitter. I can tell you the thing that annoys me about Facebook is when you have to put it every time you log in into either most recent or top stories.
Oh, is that right?
And I just want most recent. I don't care what everybody else is looking
so
at.
So you have no default opportunity to do that, huh?
Not that I'm aware of.
Got to make that one more click, right?
Duh.
God, what a hassle.
Get set to save now at your local Kubota dealer. Kubota RTVX series is the best-selling diesel utility vehicle in the industry and sets the standard for being durable and reliable under all kinds of conditions. Right now, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR for 4 years on new Kubota RTVX utility vehicles. Now through March 31st, 2016, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have been your go-to tax preparer, bookkeeper, and small business experts for 33 years. As a reminder, don't stress over your tax preparation this year. Call us and schedule an appointment, 691-2345. You may qualify for a refund advance of up to $750. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 12 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
About 3 minutes till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Calum Neff won the Katy Half Marathon on Saturday in Katy, Texas, which is believed to be a world record for running a half marathon while pushing a stroller.
Hey!
Pushed his almost one-year-old daughter, Holland, during the entire 1 hour, 11-minute, and 27-second run, the previous record, according to Guinness, their website, set in 2013 when Travis Boyd pushed his one-year-old daughter a minute 13:50. So there you go. Shaved 2 minutes off of
that. See, you got to weigh the kid.
Yeah, good point.
Did you find your luxury toilet paper?
No, I didn't.
Washington Post said in May of 2015 that luxury toilet paper sales were up 70% since 2000. They come in quilted, lotioned, perfumed, or ultra-soft and 2 and 4 ply.
Four?
Mm-hmm. $1.4 billion industry. And there's a picture of one, I guess, a plant in Germany printing gold stamps on it.
Of course they are. Mm-hmm. Of course they are. That's
for that kind of money, that ought to come with somebody that'll do it.
Yeah, exactly. Has a little dispenser with a little handle thingy or whatever. The Boston Business Journal reports a startup is developing a device to diagnose a concussion on the sidelines of sporting events using a drop of blood.
Wow.
Yeah. Eric Gorno of BioDirection Incorporated explains that when a concussion occurs, a small amount of proteins, usually found in the brain, passes into the bloodstream. BioDirection's technology detects those proteins in the blood using a disposable device consisting of antibodies. The device is then put into a reader to analyze the blood. Right now, the reader is meant for tabletop use only, but they do plan to eventually have one that will be handheld. 3 years from now, he says, we can expect to have an ER-based product to be used in hospitals and a product in the field.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And, of course, we can't invest in it. You don't have to worry about that. But, yeah, that's well, again, I guess he's done all the work on that, so we'll see. And let's see. Then there's the story of the man who raised $1.4 million in Kickstarter to redesign the Bible.
Redesign it.
Adam Lewis Green believes the Bible needs a makeover. 29-year-old book designer raised more than $1.4 million from 15,000 backers to redesign the good book via the Kickstarter project called Bibliotheca. It's going to what he's going to do is it says his team is translating the text so that the language is more aligned with contemporary usage. Well, they did the Good News Bible years ago.
Oh man, yeah, that's a can of worms.
Interesting here, the book's paper, instead of being thin, will be the stuff that you find in most editions, like thick paper, which will make it a really big book.
Yeah, they've got it in 4 volumes, it looks like.
Ah, that's how that works. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, there you go.
You're going to put pictures in it?
I don't mind the design. I'd rather take a translation from, I don't know, more reputable source.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, it's 9 o'clock, WTAW, College Station. Brian.